Researchers in upstate New York have developed a new cell therapy that could treat Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is a neurological disorder which affects motor function. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, the study from the University of Rochester Medical Center suggests this new approach could not only halt progression of the disease, but also reverse its impact on the brain.
Approximately 1 million Americans suffer from Parkinson's disease, and that number is set to rise as the population ages. There's no cure for the disorder, and current treatments tend to focus on repairing only one cell type. The problem is, many different kinds of cells are damaged as the disease progresses. Now, researchers have found a way to use supporter cells, known as astrocytes, to spur wider recovery throughout the brain.
So we can think of them as a work crew that delivers multiple tools at the same time, each of which can target a different cell population.
Lead author Chris Preschel says they purposefully set up their animal trial to mimic the way treatments are actually used in humans. And he says the results were promising.
We do think, because of the way the animal trials were set up, that these cells are capable of recovering function, not just stopping the progression of the disease. And it is, of course, always possible to combine this particular approach with neural replacement therapies to boost the gain even higher and to get possibly even better recovery.
Preschel says other degenerative diseases, like Alzheimer's, share a similar process to Parkinson's. And he's hopeful their approach could be useful in developing therapies for a wider range of disorders. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.